You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM. The mascot wedding is coming up in just a little bit, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Trent Weatherman. That's right, Trent Weatherman. Sometimes I'm in a tight spot and don't have the time to cook something or the equipment to hunt. Sure, you could try and use your bare hands and maybe kill some livestock, but that takes time and a fire. In those cases, I like to eat Slim Jim brand beef jerky treats. Snapping into one of those delicious jerky sticks makes a person feel good. If you don't get some kind of pleasure from chewing tough, spicy beef in your jaws, then you're probably raised weird by your parents or mentally abused in a cruel foster home. Tearing into the jerked meat and tasting those faraway spices reminds me of my time spent in the Orient and the children I abandoned there. So remember, Slim Jim Jerky. It tastes good and is jerky. Now back to the mascot marriage show on KOOO. OOO. OOP Horns Down Austin. Is that good, idiot?
Click.
Did you take your lozenge?
Talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Hold on, let me spit out these lozenges. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I don't want those lozenges on the air.
I might still cough. Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I mean, keep it professional. Let's get those lozenges out of your mouth.
I did. I spit them out.
Okay, now I need to keep it professional by starting the show.
That's a bad idea.
Hey, everybody.
Oh.
The time is 6:08 in the p.m. You are listening to 91.7 KOOP-FM, Hornsby, Austin, or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake, here on the MWS, the Mascot Wedding Show, the show that opens the phone lines to the community. So anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, you can call us at 512-472-KOOP or 512-472-5667.
That's right. That's right. See.
Yes. Or toll free worldwide. Not worldwide. That's a lie. Toll free 1-888-917-5667. Let me finish the phone number if you don't mind.
I'm sorry.
No, I finished it now.
I jumped.
No, okay. That's all right. I'm going to keep interrupting you.
I know. I feel bad for interrupting you. I was just so excited. I was so excited to be in the air that I stepped all over the phone number. And don't forget, for those of you who can't get to a phone, but somehow can get to the internet, mascotwedding@gmail.com. Send us an email. We might read it on the air. We might not. Just let
No, I think we will read it on the air. Last week, someone wrote me an email, which I probably shouldn't have read. I still read it.
I'm fine with that.
All right.
Oh, my Lord. We've already got a call. Hang on.
I hope this caller wants to talk to you.
KOP, you're on the air.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hi, you're a kitty.
Meow.
So what can I do for you, kitty? Would you like a saucer of milk?
Meow.
Yeah?
Meow, friend.
Would you like me to scratch behind your ear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that wasn't worth it. Thank you very much.
What was that? I can't hear it.
It was a kitty. It was somebody calling in, just meowing. And talking in kitty voice.
I was giving you a signal to kill my microphone because I'm a little sick sometimes.
Oh.
I'm a little sick right now, so throughout the show today, you're just going to hear some coughing.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was a signal to kill the phone call, which I didn't mind doing.
No.
As much as I like talking to cats, I do that on my own time at home.
You have cats at home?
Aren't you
allergic to cats?
Yes, I am. I'm terribly allergic to cats.
Interesting.
Yeah, what did we just hear, Mac?
Thank you. We just heard Granddaddy. Which is apparently a band, with their smash hit single, Why Not, called Now It's On, off of the Someday album.
Yes, that is definitely a band, because if you had heard my actual granddaddy, it would have been a lot less musical. That's it.
Granddaddy from Modesto, California, also home of George Lucas. And, that's it.
And the Modesto Nuts, minor league baseball
team.
Oh,
yeah. Go Nuts.
Yay. That's an actual thing, folks.
How are you doing, David?
I am doing well. I'm a little bummed out. I heard the other day that Bennigan's is closing down. They're closing down all of their corporate-owned franchises. And that bothers me because, like...
You a big Bennigan's fan?
No, but I'm a big fan of Good Times. And, like, not to get political, but...
Heavens, no.
No. But there's something wrong in America when, like, all the recreation and all the diversions start to go out of business. Because that's really all we have. Like, I can tell you personally...
Are you talking about Diversions Nightclub?
No, that place is still open. That place is going strong.
Oh, man. They got a good jukebox there.
Yeah, they do. I can't think of anything on there, though.
They got a lot of Queen.
They do have a lot of... Oh, man, Styx. They got a lot of Styx.
I don't like Styx, though.
Yeah, but they've only got the songs I like of theirs.
I don't like any Styx.
You don't like Come Sail Away?
No.
Okay, we'll have them take
that's maybe like a novelty thing. If I'm really drunk, maybe I like a little Come Sail Away.
Well, that's their slogan. At Diversions, you're going to get really drunk and sing along to Styx.
They got good prices on cocktails, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They got a thing called a Jaeger Smasher.
Yeah.
It's a Jaeger, and they pour it on a peanut butter sandwich. But they cut it up into like finger foods, so you can just chomp them in one bite.
You know, I've never had the food at Diversions.
It's great.
I should try that.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But Bennigan's closed, and you're bummed.
Bennigan's closed. Yeah. I mean, that's a harbinger of things to come, because Diversions, that's all we have, really. That's all we like put aside money for.
Man.
Like,
once again, Diversions Nightclub? I know.
No.
Oh, okay.
You really you got your mind on Diversions Nightclub.
I think I'm going to go there after. I'm sorry, Diversions Restaurant. I'm going to go there after the show, maybe.
I would, but I'm not dressed for it.
You got a vest on. That's good enough.
Yeah, but I really need, like...
I keep a jack in the back of my car, just in case.
Just in case you go to Diversions?
Yeah.
I should do that. I used to have a tie for a long time, just in case I went to Diversions.
I don't know if they're so strict about the tie.
I know, but it's just a look I have. Like, people know me as the tie man.
Maybe if... I've never heard that. Maybe if you wear a vest, like what you are right now...
Uh-huh.
Then when they see you, could be like, it's hot. I left my jacket in the car. And they could be like, well, it is hot out. Come on into Diversions.
Well, regardless, I have the vest on. I can maybe get away with it. But the cutoffs? Yeah. No. I need to change out of the cutoffs.
True that, yeah.
So, bummed out about Bennigan's. When like, liquor stores start to close, then I'll know. it's time to liquidate all my assets and get in a car and just start driving.
Either that or the Mennonites have taken over the seats of power wherever I live.
Yeah, I think the Mongols will be coming over the hill.
And have banned alcohol. I'm not doing so good myself. I'm a little sick, but I'm all right. It was kind of scary earlier. I was driving, and I blacked out.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was bad news, because you know, that is so scary. But the good news is when I came to, I was actually at the location I wanted to be at.
That's such a great feeling.
I was a little disorienting. And I'll tell you why it wasn't so great. Because I was going to Top Notch over on Burnett, Top Notch Burgers.
Right.
And when I came to, I was you know, I passed out in the car. I blacked out. And then when I came to, I was at Top Notch sitting down already halfway through my top pick.
Oh.
Which is, I think, the number 3 burger there or something like that.
Okay, that's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, because I was like, I love that burger so much, I wish I could remember eating the first half of it.
Yeah.
And I still had the full feeling, but I didn't have the taste and flavor.
You didn't
flavor
have the enjoyment of eating a boyga. Well, that's weird.
So please forgive the coughing from time to time.
Yeah, I need to have my finger on the trigger. Wow, that's going to take some training. But yeah, please, feel better.
Yeah, well, thank you about that. And... people, you should call in today. 512-472-5667 or email us mascotwedding@gmail.com.
I feel since we are a humor program, I'll throw this out there also.
Yes.
We should probably mention that Bernie Mac died today.
I was sad to see that.
Yeah, I got the news through a text message. My friend Jake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. we only communicate about stuff like this anymore.
You know, I logged on to CNN.com this morning, and you know, I saw that Bernie Mac had died, and that there had been an attack at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And but then I look over, and then CNN.com has like a video. This is on the front page, on the top of the front page.
Okay.
It all fits in my browser. And it says, in the video subtitles, "Where's that snake going?" And it was a humorous video about like some sort of local TV guy interviewing a snake that was like crawling towards him or something. It's like, really, CNN? Really?
So we've got time for news, but we've also got time for fun stuff, just in case you don't want to be bothered by the news.
Breaking news. Comedian and cultural icon Bernie Mac has passed away at 50 years old. In other news, where's that snake going? I mean, I understand if you're Ron Burgundy and you got to talk about like a water skiing squirrel, but you know, come on, Cena. I think I need to go to a new website because they're always doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's one where I clicked on a news article and then the ad, like the little Google AdWords ad, like right next to it, was like, and I think it was I was in the entertainment section of CNN, and I was reading some article about, like, let's say Mad Men, that AMC show or something, and it was like, do you like TV? And then this is on the Google Ads section. It goes, right. Do you like TV? You might be gay. Take the gay quiz. I was like, yeah, what? Come on. And if you clicked on it, it would take you to, if you hover over.
Oh, so you clicked on it.
No. But if you hover over, you can see the URL.
Oh,
the
okay. Link, yeah.
And it was to, like, something like areyougay.com or something like that, or you're probably gay. And I clicked on it, and I learned a lot about myself, but at the same time, that was kind of weird that was on CNN.
Yeah, that's CNN. Not really all that smart. Thank you, Bed Music. You know what? Let's take a quick music break.
That sounds good.
And then we'll come back with a little more Mascot Wedding Show.
Little Olympic talk, maybe. And what we're gonna hear now is this my song?
Yes.
This is The Kills with Black Balloon off of their album, Midnight Boom. And I think The Kills are from Narnia. So, a fantasy band, I believe.
Thought they were, are they like potters? Do they do pottery?
They're half human and the other half, they're not all the same thing. But it's weird. But I like the song.
Okay, so there's no pottery rock involved?
No, no pottery, not at all. No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I might be thinking of somebody else. 472-5667-472-KOOP. Give us a call back right after the music break. We're going to listen to some Kills. Enjoy.
We're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
And I'm David Hatta.
And this is a Mascot Wedding Show, part of the New Power Saturday Revolution here on Co-op's Grand Slam Saturday, declaring war on all other radio stations during this day.
I didn't realize that, really?
Yeah, nuclear war on them.
Oh, God.
I know, something to be afraid of.
I started doing push-ups.
Yeah, thanks to Gigi prior to this show for another edition of Slapback Flashback. She was really excited for you to show up so she could talk to you about the X-Files movie.
Yeah, and I feel bad because I kind of got here a little late, and I was like rushing her out the door. I was like, yes, it's terrible. I know. I'm not going to go see it. Yes, get out. I actually was very, very pleased to hear what she thought about the X-Files movie.
Have you seen it?
I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I tried to see it.
Uh-huh.
I went to the Sunken Valley Gogolaplex.
Yeah.
And I saw a version of it, but I don't think it was the version. I don't think it was the actual X-Files movie.
I tried to go see Mamma Mia, but they canceled the showing so they could show this other. It's like a period piece or something.
Really?
About like knights or something like that.
Huh.
Like, I guess it's about Lancelot or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's apparently real popular.
Yeah, so I get the feeling I need to go to a different theater to go to see the X-Files, because the one I saw, Mulder, was played by Terry Bradshaw, a former or Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, it's an interesting decision that Chris Carter went that way.
Yeah, if it is Chris Carter, because Scully, played by Mama from Mama's Family, and not Vicki Lawrence. No, she was dressed up as Mama from Mama's Family, did the entire movie in character.
That sounds pretty good.
It was kind of good, actually, yeah. But not what I was expecting.
I didn't see the trailer, I don't know.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Man, guess what's going on right now? Wrong in the Olympics. I gotta say this. I like the Olympics, but most of the Olympic coverage, bad. You know why? Because they focus on sports I don't care about.
Uh-huh.
And those are gymnastics. I'm so sick of it. Even as a kid growing up, gymnastics, it's boring. I want head-to-head competition.
Yeah. You're basically just watching scores.
Yeah, maybe like in some of the gymnastics where you got to do certain things, But if you're putting together a routine, that's not a game.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a competition or something like that. Or, you know, it's not the Olympic competitions. It's the Olympic Games.
So, how about if they were to turn gymnastics into, like, a head-to-head competition?
Then you get American Gladiators. And I think that's what America likes
so
to see.
So, yes. Yes, is what you're saying? I actually wouldn't mind gymnastics. It's just, it's a little stale. Like, if gymnastics was instead, like that, what do you call it? Parkour. Or, you know, that's sort of, that like, fun walking that they do in, like, Casino Royale. Where everybody's, like, bouncing off buildings. Or like the Zohan did it in the Zohan.
You're being glib. You're so glib, David.
I'm not being glib.
You're so glib about the Olympics.
I think that would be exciting if the Olympics took place in like a warehouse district. Or like some sort of industrial, like everything's closed down. And just let the gymnasts go nuts.
Well, I mean, like, all right, maybe a little bit of gymnastics. Maybe. Maybe with that you've convinced me. But still, like, I mean, what about the weirder oddball sports like the attack that happened? Yeah. Which, you know, not trying to make fun of that, but they described that the people were related to the men's indoor volleyball team, like coaching staff or something like that. There's a men's indoor volleyball, like, you know, I haven't remember seeing that in like several years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And even some of these weird, you know, there's like taekwondo for like kung fu fighting or whatever.
I knew that. There's kung fu fighting.
In the Olympics.
Yeah.
Why don't they show that?
Because people would like it too much, I think.
No, I think it's because the Americans don't have, like, a horse in the race or something like that.
Maybe they don't have, like, a dog in the fight.
It's yeah, like, which, I mean, at least show us the finals. Handball?
Yeah.
I want to see some handball. I remember when I was a kid, and I heard about, like, you know, I was reading the Olympic results, and they had, like, a handball winner. I didn't even know there was such a thing as handball.
Yeah.
Boo on you, Olympic coverage.
See, I think here's where you and I differ, because if they're going to do something like wacky and sort of boring, I kind of want to see it. I kind of want to see like the extreme polar opposite. Like, I know a few years ago they wanted to have ballroom dancing. I don't even know if they still have ballroom dancing as an Olympic event.
That's not a game.
Yes, but like, I want to see the enthusiasm and the passion, like Olympic level passion for ballroom dancing. Like, I would almost change away from something I like in order to watch that.
Well, I don't mind. Like, the wackier stuff is what I want to see on there. Like, some more, like, a broader range of the sports. Not just, like, 12 hours of or track and field.
Yeah.
Dullsville. It's boring. Javelin throw. Who cares?
Well, I like
what if you're getting javelin thrown at you? Couldn't the ancient Greeks figure that out? Here's something. How come backwards running is not in the Olympics?
That would be tough.
Oh, like other Olympic sports are easy? Like swimming, they got the backstroke, right?
Yeah.
And then they have the butterfly, and then, like, you know, like basically swimming, but different kinds of swimming.
Uh-huh.
They have running. How come they don't have different kinds of running?
Or maybe they have speed walking.
They do have speed walking, I think.
Oh, I win.
Yeah, but backwards running.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
That would be messed up.
I can't believe you got to tell me the ancient Greeks didn't do a little backwards running. They're backwards people sometimes.
Yeah.
That sounded bad.
Send all emails to Mac Blake.
Yeah, take that, Greeks. All right.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hi. I had a little comment about the Olympics.
All right. What's your name, caller?
Talking about how come they don't have kickbacks?
Kick bag? Like hacky sack?
Yeah.
It's
an actual competitive sport.
Ew. I don't know how much dope the rest of the world smokes.
Holland has a pretty good team.
Maybe like, yeah, Holland has an excellent team. You know what? Maybe put it on the list. We should compile a list of things that we want to see on the Olympics. So I will accept your nomination for kick bag.
Awesome.
What's your name, caller?
Colin.
Colin, what part of town are you calling from?
I'm in North Austin.
North Austin. All right, so let me get this straight. Are you familiar with the sport of kickback?
Yes.
Okay, so indulge me. Tell me what the objective is for kickback.
It's almost like volleyball, actually, just using a hacky sack. Like, there's an actual net that you kick it over, and you just kick it back and forth, and if somebody doesn't get it, then the other side scores a point. It's basically volleyball with the kickback.
Okay, see, I was under the impression you were just trying to, like, keep it from falling. Like, No. I'm just picturing the kids under the big tree in high school.
Yeah, that's actually freestyle kickback. That's a certain type of kickback, but actual competitive kickback is like volleyball, just with kickback.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say to you, Colin. Freestyle kickback, off the list. Volleyball kickback, well, it's in the conversation.
Yeah.
Excellent. Cool. Anything else, Colin?
No, that's all.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sorry, I said I was attending to business. What is kickback hacky sack?
Kickback is hacky sack, but there's a net set up, so it's like volleyball.
Oh.
So you kick the kickback over the net.
I'd be willing to involve hacky sack if they play by the California Games rules, where certain tricks involve certain points, like jester, double jester, that kind of thing.
Well, see, that's freestyle kickback. That's when you
stop calling it kickback.
I know, but well, we can't call it hacky sack.
You know what? Why not frisbee golf?
Ooh, why isn't Frolf on there?
Yeah, Frolf.
Wow, my levels jumped when I mentioned Frolf.
I'd be willing to see a little Ultimate.
Yeah. Ooh, Ultimate would be good.
Ultimate Frisbee. That'd be pretty good. Also, Olympic men's basketball. It's a team full of, like, billionaires. Why isn't that featured prominently?
Are they even playing yet?
They play tomorrow, but it's always, like, they'll fade away or cut to it late or something like that. This is what America, we want, are we, you know, it's like an all-star team.
Yeah.
Why, that should be, we shouldn't miss a minute of that. I'm a huge basketball fan. I should mention that as well.
I wonder if they do it on purpose so they can push their, like, pay-per-view package. It's like,
Oh, do they still have that?
I was wondering, do they still have that, like, the metal cast or whatever? It's like,
I hope
for the silver level, you get access to 4 channels. And you could watch half of whatever you want. But, like, in this day and age, with DVR and, like, with cable what it is, that does not sound appealing. Like, in 88 when it came out, I was like, wow, I can see everything in the Olympics. But now I'm just like...
Triple Cast, I think it was called.
Triple Cast, thank you. Yeah, I can go on Telemundo. Like, Telemundo this morning had the stuff... they were showing Olympic coverage that they weren't showing on NBC. And I was like, buena suerte for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if I was into the Olympics.
But speaking of like the wide range of sports, if you will, a variety of sports, it made me think of something else. Last month was Comic-Con, the big comic convention in San Diego every year. And I felt like this year there wasn't a lot of announcements out of Comic-Con because sometimes it's definitely become a media event, like more of a comic book event.
It's definitely happening.
Like, you know, studios will hold panels and they'll announce their projects or whatever. One of the projects that got announced, Teen Wolf 3.
Uh-huh.
Teen Wolf 3. And when I mentioned this to you, you said, what sport is he going to play?
Yeah.
Because Teen Wolf 1, basketball.
Basketball, yeah.
Teen Wolf 2, starring Michael Bluth himself.
Yeah.
What was his name? I can't remember. Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
That was boxing, right?
Boxing, yes.
So Teen Wolf 3, what sport?
Kickbag.
Kickback.
Right,
let me see. What would be a good sport for Teen Wolf?
Well, see, I think...
Keep in mind, he can't... Well, I mean, well, let me ask you this. Have you seen Teen Wolf 2?
I have, yes.
When he wolfed out, when he was boxing, did he claw anyone with it? Like, was he still wearing shoes?
He was still wearing the little... Well, I mean, he stayed within the rules of boxing.
Really?
As set forth by the Nevada Athletic Commission. No, he kept his little paws and gloves, and he didn't, use his feet.
So, wolfing out, what kind of advantage did that give him?
Intimidation, mostly.
Really?
Yeah, because people would sort of be like, let's get out of here, and then they would sort of, you know, run around the ring a little bit.
Maybe he, I was bashing on track and field, but they do have the king of all track, the decathlon.
Yeah, see, that'd be good.
Decathlon, and what if Teen Wolf did that? And there's a part where the opposing team tries to kill him with an errant silver javelin. It's kind of like a silver bullet, but it's javelin.
See, I like this idea, although I think it gets a little too real when the other teams actually try to kill Teen Wolf. I don't think that was sort of what they did in the other two.
You got to spice it up. I mean, times have changed.
That is true.
This is post-September 11th, Teen Wolf.
Yeah. That's they had to revamp it. Batman revamped, James Bond revamped. Let's revamp Teen Wolf.
A little darker, which makes me think about other movies. Here's what we're going to do. We'll make your own Teen Wolf game between me and you.
Okay.
Someone wants to call in, 472-5667. I might throw it out at you, but I may not. See if you're worthy. All right. I'm going to name a monster.
Uh-huh.
And you think of a teen movie starring that. You're going to adapt that into like a teen version. Like if I said werewolf, you'd be like Teen Wolf.
Okay.
And you have to pick the star, and we'll pick the sport.
Wow. Wow, this is tough. Okay.
Are you ready?
I'll give it a shot.
All right. Not going to do vampires. Overdone.
Aw.
All right.
I guess I'll have to cast Emil Hirsch in something else.
Yeah. Let's go mummy.
Mummy. Mummy. I would like to go...
Well, okay, first of all, what's the name of the movie? Because it's not Teen Werewolf, it's Teen Wolf.
It's, yeah. So it's going to be like... okay, so it's some sort of teenage mummy. Teenage mummy.
Mum teen? Teen mum?
Teen Tut.
Teen Tut. Oh, I like it.
Okay.
Who's Teen Tut?
Is this going to be... this is going to be a movie I want to see.
Yeah.
All right.
You're the producer.
I'm going to go funny on this one. I'm going to go Jonah Hill from Superbad. I want to see a fat mummy. sort of clumsily, like, knocking stuff around because he's going through that awkward teenage phase.
Is it like in Teen Wolf how, like, after Jay Fox wolfs out, his dad is like, that's right, son, I'm a wolf, too.
Uh-huh.
So his dad's also going to be, like, a mummy?
Yeah. And so, like, the entire time, Jonah Hill just thought he had, like, diabetes. And he was like, why is he so lethargic and just plodding around? Turns out he's a mummy.
How does he mummy out? How does that happen?
He kind of, it's like watching him freeze. It's like if Sub-Zero hit him with ice. Because, you know, Jonah Hill, full of energy, full of life, you know, got a quick wit about him. What if he just starts to slow down? What's happening to my body?
What if he's in the bathroom, right, and he goes to look at himself in the mirror because he's almost looks like he's dying, like he's gaunt. And he starts to panic and freak out, and, you know, his arms are flailing about, and he flails, and he hits the toilet paper, and it wraps around him, and he keeps, like, spinning, and it keeps wrapping and wrapping until finally, like, when the dust clears, he looks in the mirror, he's completely encased in bandages, he is a teen mummy.
Yes, there definitely have to be opportunities for him to sort of, like, reveal himself, but not reveal himself as a mummy. Like, let's say he has an after-school job wrapping presents at like Nordstrom.
There you go.
And so, like, his job performance is starting to slip because he's a mummy.
Uh-huh.
And he can't wrap presents as fast as he used to. And so maybe in one instance, he knocks the paper off the roll and starts to get tangled up in it. Oh, how do I get out of this paper? And next thing you know, he's mummied out.
That's good. I didn't, for the folks at home, I didn't tell David I was going to throw a mummy at him.
No, so, I was a little too ready.
Yeah, a little too ready. All right,
now, Teen Tut.
What sport does Teen Tut play?
Teen Tut.
Now keep in mind, the mummy has to help him with this.
Yeah. Teen Tut.
First of all, Jonah Hill playing sports. I don't see a lot of him doing that. Maybe wrestling?
Yeah, I like this. Oh, because he goes from being like this clumsy sad sack wrestler.
Yeah.
Once he mummies out, he becomes the immovable object.
Oh.
Nobody can get him down.
That's right. But he uses his mummy. Do mummies say, are they extra strong?
No. No, they're not. Actually, mummies are the worst sort of monster. Because they're weak and old and decrepit. They're really just bones.
Well, they carry cursed and their hands are deadly, right?
I think it's really... I think it's more...
Keep in mind, I haven't seen any of the mummy movies.
Neither have I.
So, maybe if they're hating Brendan Fraser's power, then I'm a mummy. You know what I mean?
Sorry. Give me a second on that one.
Right.
You know what? Like, I haven't seen the mummy movies, the new ones. I always
The
just,
new ones?
Well, the newer ones.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm talking about, like, as opposed to the classic mummy movies of the 30s and 40s. I always just assumed their power was just, like, inducing heart attacks in people.
I thought they didn't want you to be touched by the mummy.
Well, yeah, because that's sort of frightening in itself. The same way you don't want to be touched by, like, a possum.
Mm.
Like, the possum can't do anything to you, but it's kind of icky. And if it does happen, you freak out.
All right. Let's, I'll think of another one while you take this call.
All right. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the mummy?
Yes, we are.
Okay. You were thinking of a sport... I was thinking more like Haikyuu. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it was like the teen quiz show.
Haikyuu.
There's a girl, a love interest, of course, right?
Right,
she's
of course.
She's on this Haikyuu, so Jonah goes on and he auditions, and it just so happens that the questions they were working on that particular day, the first day, was like Egyptology.
Uh-huh.
So then he knows all the answers, he's all impressed, but on all the other subjects, he fails.
Okay, so it's more of a brains instead of brawn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How about this though? Let me add a rider to what you're saying. So he cleans up on the topic of Egyptology.
Yes, all of a sudden, just at random.
But he bombs at everything else because he's not a bright guy. However,
the mummy.
Yeah.
There comes the mummy. There the mummy shows himself, right?
Yeah. But okay. he's got to do something to like go back to being a teen. Let's say he's a big fan of like comic books or something, and that's why people don't like him to begin with. And so like the final sort of sudden death question is about comic books. So it's time to relinquish his reliance on being the mummy. It's time to let his true teen out.
His inner geek that was wrapped up inside the whole time.
Exactly.
All right, man. I like it.
What's your name, caller?
It's Matt.
Matt, what part of town are you calling from?
I'm calling from the south side, Slaughter Lane.
Excellent. Thank you very much for contributing. You don't get a producer credit, though.
It's all right. I'm going to do a treatment tomorrow. I'll send you a copy.
Oh, you better put our names on that.
You got it, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Later.
That was a fantastic suggestion.
Oh, what was it?
He suggested that instead of being an athlete.
Nope, I don't like it. Nah, I got the truth.
He tries out for the teen bowl, the trivia bowl.
Yeah,
team,
yeah, yeah.
The high Q.
This one's a little obvious, but let's do it.
Okay.
Frankenstein's monster.
Frankenstein's monster.
Which we'll just call Frankenstein.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Come on, people.
You know, actually, Frankenstein was the doctor and the monster was...
Yeah, give it up.
You know what? Let's give a name to the monster.
Yeah.
How come we can't be like Charlie?
How about Frankenstein? Yeah. That's the name we all gave him.
Yes.
Deal with it!
I think we're fine with that.
Frankenstein.
So, a teen Frankenstein.
Yeah.
A teen Frankenstein. Somebody sort of tall, clumsy.
First of all, Frankenteen? Is that where we're going with this? Frankenager?
Frankenteen.
Frankenteen.
How about, no, it's dumb. Frankenstein.
No.
No? Okay.
They already made that joke, I think, too.
Did they? You're thinking of Dr. Acula.
No, what's the name of Madman, that comic book character?
Oh, Frank Einstein. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Is James Franco too old to be to play teen roles?
Yeah, just barely. But he is attractive.
But he also sort of has that dead look in his eyes.
All right. Okay, James Franco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't think of anybody else.
You're sticking with the Apatow crew pretty heavily.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I should move away from that. Well, I'm thinking of someone like tall and brooding.
All right, fine.
And we can't do... I can't think
now, let me ask you this about Frankenstein.
All right.
Is he a monster already? Or is there like an accident where... How about this? Like, he's a nerd and he gets picked on or something, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's unpopular at school. And then he gets into an accident and he's dead. Or he gets into a car accident with like the jock. Like the school jock.
Okay.
The jock king. And his dad, of course, is a mad scientist or something.
Yeah.
And so when he gets in an accident, a car accident, the only way to save him is to combine body parts. And so now he's got parts from the jock.
Yeah.
And he uses that to become really popular. But it alienates his friends that he already had.
Here's what I'm going to throw at you then.
Yeah.
If there is a... So there's like a nerd and a jock
yeah.
in the car together.
Uh-huh.
Horrible car crash. The jock's mostly dead. So yeah. they use parts from the jock to make the nerd... To bring the nerd back to life.
Yeah.
How about this for a title of a movie? Frank and Steve.
Oh. Because
it's Frank and Steve. They're joined together to make one awesome dude.
How about this, though? Sure, the jock's face was smashed in.
Uh-huh.
But part of his brain survived.
Yes.
So they put both of those brains in there. So sometimes it's Frank's in charge. Sometimes Steve is.
I love this. I love this idea.
And so which one's the jock? Steve or Frank?
Steve.
Excuse me. So Steve is, you know, going to help Frank get the girls, and so he gives him advice in his brain or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're also kind of monstrous. Now the clincher on this: what sport would they play? I mean, you could go football if you wanted to, but it might be better to like. You remember in American Pie, how like Stifler like played like lacrosse or something?
Yeah,
which is odd. Maybe let's go for which I'm not.
So like a fringe sport.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm using American Pie as an example of anything good.
I can't believe we even mentioned American Pie.
I don't know why I thought that. But anyway, like
I thought that movie was like put into a rocket and launched into space.
You can tell that like the one thing that like stuck with me about that movie was that like they're really into lacrosse. And I was like, oh, they must be in like Virginia or something.
Yeah.
So more of a is lacrosse in the Olympics?
No, I don't think so. No, it's got to be.
In my mind, of course, backwards running would be the sport they would play, but it's not going to fly.
I want to see the Wii in the Olympics.
The Wii?
Yeah, how long before that happens?
It would be, let's kind of is the Wii, but without the Wii and actually a field and stuff.
Yeah, but I want something I can attain.
How about water polo?
Water polo is an Olympic sport.
Hard to film underwater.
Oh, we're just going back to Frankenstein.
What do you mean going back? I'm still on it.
I know. I'm sorry. I diverted a little bit.
Soccer? Boring.
No.
Use our
hockey?
Hands in this country. It's got to be an outdoor sport.
Got to be an outdoor sport. Why?
Because I said so.
Okay, fine. I thought it would be funny to see a big lumbering teen on skates.
It could be hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's not very good with a stick. He can pull his little arm off and use that as a stick.
Yeah, in the climactic final scene, or when they find out he's a Franken-Steve.
Yeah.
The defender on the other team or whatever, he knocks his stick away. And they go, oh, man, Franken-Steve's got an open shot, but he doesn't have a stick.
Oh, no.
What's he going to do? Rips off his arm. It scores it.
Yeah.
And wins the day.
I like this.
Yeah.
Or how about this?
So who? And so.
Well, could he play baseball?
So do you think Franco is the nerd?
No, Franco would be Steve.
Okay, so who's the nerd in this?
Who is the nerd in
this? Is it Christopher Mintz, please?
Sticking with the Apatow crew?
And McLovin?
I would like that.
One of the stupid Jonas Brothers. I don't know.
Ooh, no.
Jim Jonas?
I don't think anyone would buy them as, nerds, though. Like, you got to think about the audience here.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy them some air if they were drowning.
Wow.
Weird. They're just children.
They really are. They're just children.
Threatened to kill them.
Don't hate on them.
That's amazing. New low. New low for me.
That's pretty bad.
What were you going to say, though, about baseball?
I
already don't care.
Well, if Franken-Steve is an outfielder.
Yeah.
And he's playing the outfield. Somebody hit the opposing team hits a long fly ball.
Yeah.
It's high enough. It's deep enough.
Oh.
Is it gone? Franken-Steve reaches over the fence. The fence takes off his arm. But in his gloved hand... Yeah, four rows in. He's got the ball.
I like that idea better than hockey because America is where most of this money is going to come from, not Canada.
Yeah. All right. Well, if anybody has anything else to contribute, we're going to take a quick music break. Come back in about 2.5 minutes and give us a call, 472-5667. I forgot what we're going to listen to. Let's go with the old standby. Let's go with a little Guided by Voices.
That's right. More Mascot Wedding Show. Right after this. What song? Sorry, David.
Let's go. All Right. Off the Alien Lanes album. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, David, this is Clarence.
Who?
Clarence from work.
I don't... Oh, Clarence Chapowski from Austin Hammock and Futon?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, hi. Well, how are you doing?
Where are you, David? Why aren't you here?
Lars Lombardi is covering my shift today.
Oh, that explains it.
Look, Clarence, you really shouldn't be calling me about work on my radio show. I'm kind of busy right now.
Well, I tried calling your cell phone, but all I got was your voicemail.
Well, you shouldn't be calling me, period, on my day off, unless it's an emergency.
This is an emergency. The store's in real trouble.
Well, the store's in trouble. What happened? What's the emergency?
Oh, great, Scott. Where to begin? This morning I was back in the stockroom unloading those new Oriental hammocks we just received. Oriental hammocks? Is that what you're supposed to say, or is it Asian hammocks?
I think Oriental is an accepted description for a thing. Yeah, I think that's fine.
So Oriental?
Yeah, Oriental's good. Oriental
right,
hammocks.
Well, anyway, we got these new hammocks. You know, those hammocks we got from the Orient?
I don't think the Orient... is the right thing to say.
Well, that's where we got them from. There's a new Hammer-Eye Relax Sheeto hammocks.
I know the hammocks.
Oh, I was back there opening the crates today. And we opened one up, and there was a dolphin's head in one of the crates.
Did you say a dolphin's head?
Yeah. I think some of the Asian guys on the shipping boat must have gotten bored and used the hammocks as fishing nets.
Wow, that's shocking.
Well, and the worst part of it was Lori Clugston was back there helping me open the crates. She's really squeamish, remember?
Do I remember? I don't even know Lori Clugston.
Yeah, remember during the softball game when you beat that guy Trev from the other team? His nose started bleeding and that lady passed out?
Okay, so that was Lori.
Yeah, that was Lori, yeah. Yeah, so Lori takes one look at that dolphin head, and she runs out of storeroom and gets about 5 feet before she just starts... horfing her guts out.
Ugh, okay.
Yeah, it was super gross. By look of it, all she had to eat that day was like rainbow sherbet and fish sticks.
wow, you don't have to tell me that.
Yeah, the smell was horrible. It filled the entire store.
It filled the entire store. That's not a small store either.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Austin Hammock and Futon is bigger than a Denver mattress store. Yeah. Yeah, that was our slogan for a while, remember? We've got a bigger store than Denver mattress, remember?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we had to clear out of the store, like clear everyone out until we get rid of that smell.
Okay, I mean, is that the emergency? I mean, because if that's all, that doesn't sound like a big deal to me. I'm going to have to let you go.
No. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Right, so while we were cleaning the store, the basketball players arrived. You know, because today was that day we were going to do the promotional events with the Sunken Valley ICBM team.
That's right.
The Sunken Valley Hannibals from the Intercontinental Basketball Majority.
The Sunken Valley Hannibals, that's right. They're the minor league basketball team. And they're coming in today to sign autographs.
Yeah, that's right. So the starting five of the Hannibals show up, and there's no one in the store because of the smell. And they start getting mad that they have to be there because the place stinks.
Uh-huh.
They start to take off, but Mr. Delperding is trying to calm them down, and so he offers them each a free futon or hammock.
Oh, wow.
But they say they can't sleep on the hammocks because they're really tall and their backs will hurt.
Well, okay, yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, so Delperding offers them booze instead.
booze?
Yeah, you know how the Double E's got a completely stocked liquor cabinet back in his office?
I do know that, yeah.
Yeah, so he goes in there and gets some booze, and the guy who was covering your shift, he was in there already.
Lars Lombardi was in there.
Yeah, Lars Lombardi was in the office, you know, making the sweet with his girlfriend.
Ugh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, by the sound of it, I heard it was pretty sweet.
Yeah,
well, she's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, Delperding fired them right on the spot.
Well, that's probably the appropriate thing to do. I got to tell you, though, I still don't see what the emergency is.
I'm getting to it. Settle down. So the starting five of the Hannibals start drinking, and soon they're really drunk, like hammered.
Okay.
You know? And two of them start arguing over who has more rebounds, and the small forward, like, takes a bottle of, like, Old Crow, and he whips it at the shooting guard, like, throws it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, but it misses. It goes right into a computer screen at the sales desk. The computer explodes and the place catches on fire.
Did the sprinklers come on?
Oh, yeah, they came on, but at that point, the fire, like, by the time they came on, it was already out of control. I mean, the newspaper and wood chips we used to cover up the vomit caught fire really quick, as did those new futons.
The new futon? The new futons? The new,
Yeah, the luxury ones.
The Futomax Gold Luxury Futons?
Yeah, I mean, those things went up like they were soaking in gasoline. Maybe it's a good thing we didn't sell any because those are a fire hazard.
We've sold a lot of those.
We haven't sold any. We just got the shipment in.
No, we got a new shipment because we've already sold through like four shipments already.
Oh, yeah, well, those things are like kindling. I mean, so we're trying to get out of the building, but the front doors are blocked by the flame. So we try for the fire exit in the back, but we can't open it. We found out later it had been paved shut.
Paved shut?
Yeah, like paved. Like, you know, someone had paved hot gravel sideways up the building.
Wow.
Yeah, so Delperding called one of the delivery drivers, and he came and he drove his truck through the store so he could get out.
So he drove his truck, like, through the store's wall?
Yeah.
So were you able to get the fire? I mean, was anyone hurt?
Well, the store is completely destroyed, but nobody got hurt except Lars Lombardi.
Wait, why is Lars? I thought he got fired.
Oh, yeah, but he got minor burns when he snuck back into Mr. Delperding's office later, because apparently the futon in that office is really good to make the tender sauce on.
Ugh, no.
Yeah, he was in there with his girlfriend making it.
Yeah, that's gross, thank you.
I heard the tender sauce is extra tender, if you know what
please,
I mean.
Please stop. So wait a second, so Austin Hammock and Futon is destroyed.
Oh, yeah. You should probably get down here ASAP. Delperding's pretty upset. Delperding! Don't take those sleeping pills, Delperding! I gotta go! David, help!
I'll be there as soon as I can. We're almost done with the show. Wow. Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, my place of business, Austin Hammock and Futon, apparently just burned to the ground. And my boss is about ready to commit suicide. So, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this show up, because I got somewhere else to be. Thank you very much to everybody who listened in. Thank you for everybody who called in. For more information about the Mascot Wedding Show, including archives of past shows and show information about Mac and myself, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Yeah, that's right. Or drop us an email, mascotwedding@gmail.com. Coming up next, The Clear Spot. Except it doesn't look like The Clear Spot. What happened to you? Oh, look at you. She got some sun. And she'll tell you all about it, I'm sure. We're going to leave you with Terry Reid off the Super Lungs album. For Mac, I'm David. Goodbye, Austin. Clear Spot coming up next.